Hi, Morning Star Travelers. Haven't talked to you in a while. Been updating a lot of the words that the Lord has given me on the new and recent message on the website. You can review all those words, but this is a culmination of everything that the Lord's been saying in one message, which is, prepare ye the way of the Lord. The Lord is preparing a new way. He's opening up a whole new way so that he can deliver us into the spirit of liberty, because where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So when John the Baptist came teaching, he was a radical new way. You had to hear from the Holy Spirit and be drawn by the Spirit in order to follow John and the way he was going, because he was leading people outside of the way they were doing things. Everything they were doing, they were letting go of it. They let go of all of their religious traditions of going to the Temple Mount to follow John out in the middle of nowhere. They were going out there to repent and get cleansed instead of offering up all their animal sacrifices and whatever else religious they were doing. This was a whole new radical way of doing things. So that was the beginning of the new way. Later on, Jesus came along and took that way to his way, and we followed him, and we're still supposed to be following him and his way. So here we are 2,000 years later now, friends. We're at the beginning of God leading us out into a whole new way of doing things. Literally, the plague has shut down the way we have been doing things. So by now, you might have begun to suspect that something new is going on, because God wants us out of our religious ways of doing things, our patterns, our ways of like just rehearsing the same old, same old. Nothing supernatural is ever going on. Most churches are entertainment centers where you go, sing a few songs, lift up your hands, act like something happened, listen to a 2,000-year-old dead doctrine, and then you go home and you pretend like you've done something. Well, I'm here to tell you that isn't the way. God's got a new way. And his way produces liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And God is preparing a way to get us out of our patterns, out of our traditions, out of these preset ways of doing things, so that he can draw us into a new place where we're moving outside the walls of the place we're at, into a new place of liberty. I don't know what that means or what it's going to look like, but it's going to take radical leadership. Radical new leadership that isn't trying to keep you set in your old ways. So I was reminded this morning of what went on in Acts chapter 4, where, you know, when the disciples started teaching the people the good news, they were teaching on the same old grounds of the temple outside on Solomon's porch. And the religious leaders of the synagogue didn't like this. They came and reproached them about all the good deeds they were doing and about teaching the resurrection. So they threw them off the Temple Mount. They were scattered. You can't teach something new on the same premises with the old. The old isn't going to put up with it. They want you doing things their way. So let's see, we're coming to a parting of the ways where God is drawing his people out like they followed John the Baptist out of that old way, where the disciples got thrown off the old way so they could really have a new way. The new way is the good news way. In other words, those religious leaders couldn't stand you talking about good news. If something good was happening, you had to shut up about it. People are being programmed to hear bad news. If you don't want to hear good news, you aren't in God's will, and you're not growing your faith, because God has only got good news. The good news is the Spirit can only produce what's coming. Man cannot orchestrate it. Man cannot organize it. So it's going to happen as the Holy Spirit draws us, in whatever way He draws us, out of our old ways into something brand new, because the wave of the new wave is coming to just lift up the faithful and move us to a whole new place. There is a spirit of the tsunami of the Spirit coming to bring us to that new place. So friends, I'll put the message on the website, and there'll be more on this subject to come. But be looking to break out of your old ways. Get out of the pew. Get out of a building. Get out in the highways and byways of life, and start becoming the church, and expecting to hear something new, and expect to be receiving the liberty of the Spirit to transform us into what He's doing, orchestrating something new in us and through us to do of His good pleasure. All right, friends, if you need prayer, call the prayer line. And remember, keep looking up, because Jesus is bringing us to higher ground in the Spirit, in Jesus' name. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.